So you scored a date with a hottie and she actually shows up. You two meet each other out for a coffee or a drink, but you struggle with the conversation itself. You're a bit nervous and you run out of things to say. Awkward silences ensue, and as she begins to get bored, she plays on her smartphone. Then, after about an hour, she tells you,
"Well, it's been really nice meeting you, but there's somewhere I really need to be. See ya."
And just like that, she walks right out of your life. Opportunity lost. And you kick yourself, saying, "What the hell did I do wrong? She seemed like she was so interested in me, but when she actually showed up, the instant chemistry that I expected was non-existent." Hey, I'm Jonathan with Limitless Mindset, author of Don't Stick Your Dick in a Blender. And in this video, I'm going to be breaking down 14 essential conversation topics, sharing them with you. These are conversation topics that women find irresistible. This is going to be the content for chemistry that's going to keep you out of the friend zone. Chemistry requires content. You need to be able to engage her in a conversation about the kind of topics that she finds stimulating. And these are going to be different than the kinds of topics that you probably find stimulating. If you're like me, the kinds of topics that you find fascinating, stimulating, interesting are things like health, philosophy, history, politics, entrepreneurship, meditation, and fitness or exercise. But most attractive young women are not very interested in this kind of stuff. She'll get bored, awkward silences will ensue, and she won't be that interested in seeing you again. So I've got a list here of 14 topics conducive to seduction that will engage her more playful side. But first, I have to share with you a story of an opportunity I lost, of a first date that I bungled. I had high hopes for my first date with Brenda, a 23-year-old Colombiana. We had met through a few mutual friends and had great chemistry, which I've got a funny little video of, actually. I had dated enough Colombian girls at that point to know just what I wanted and what to avoid. She seemed like grade A, 100% pure girlfriend material. She was a college girl, spoke pretty good English, not a single mother, not a smoker or heavy drinker. She didn't upload a bunch of skanky photos of herself to social media, and she didn't dress like a total slut, like a lot of them do there. By this time, I had culturally acclimated myself to Colombia. I spoke Spanish great and was a decent dancer. Brenda seemed excited to meet me. So going into the date, I thought, this one is in the bag. We met at a little sushi restaurant, a date spot that had served me well in the past. And there was no chemistry. The sexy energy that we had when we first met failed to reignite. In fact, she was a little cold to me, actually. After being a persistent player, I texted her a few times suggesting a second date, and her responses indicated that I was friend-zoned. How the hell did I screw this up? I thought to myself. Here's what I think I did wrong. The sushi spot I picked was cold. I had picked a table near the restaurant's patio, and it was a cool evening there in the city of Eternal Spring. I've always had a higher tolerance to cold. In fact, I kind of like it, but I ignored the fact that skinny women tend to hate cold. In my later mental review of the date, I did recall her saying that she was a little cold and pulling her jacket up. Again, I was pretty experienced gaming Colombianas at this point. So I think it was the cold date spot that put the chemistry on freeze there. These sorts of logistical details can make or break you. So hopefully you can learn from my lost opportunity. Pick warm, comfortable first date spots, gents. With that little lesson out of the way, here are 14 stimulating topics that make for good conversation with attractive women. First, astrology. You have probably struck up a conversation with a fine young lady discussing this before. For some reason, most women are convinced that astrology has everything to do with their personality type, the way life goes for them, and they love to talk about it. So look up what your sign is. Familiarizing yourself a bit with this silly personality pseudoscience will give you a lot to talk about with girls. Next, pets and animals. The vast majority of women really love animals. Ask her if she has pets and tell her about the pets that you had growing up. Create an album or playlist in your smartphone of cute or funny videos and photos of animals. Show it to them and they will swoon. Next, travel experiences. Regaling a woman with tales of your travel experiences to exotic places will certainly entice her. It suggests that you're wealthy and at the same time an untamable, mysterious, cinematic lover. Ask her where she's traveled, and then instead of just listing off where you've traveled, drop hooks. Make allusions to your travels. That reminds me of one time that I almost got arrested in Barcelona. You get the idea. Next, cultural differences and foreign languages. Make observations about the cultural nuances of different places. Learn a little Spanish, French, Japanese, or Russian, and she'll be fascinated with your cosmopolitan multilingualism. Next is indulgent food, desserts, dining, and restaurants. Women love to talk about tasty food. It suggests something stimulating and expensive that you two could do together. My mom married this guy who would regale her talking about all the fancy restaurants and exotic foods he would try during his career as a military officer. After they got married, though, she learned that he had this strange medical condition and that he actually couldn't really taste the difference between fine dining and stale refrigerated fast food from McDonald's. So clearly, he knew what women wanted to hear. Next thing women love to talk about is woo-woo spirituality and self-help. When girls tell you, "I'm spiritual, but not religious," see the video that I did on that, because it is something you're going to be hearing frequently in your dating. When they tell you this, it typically means that she's going to be pretty easy to sleep with. If she's actually religious, then you'll quite likely have to be her committed boyfriend or husband to sleep with her. Very few women are atheists, and the ones who are usually pretty weird. It's a bit of a red flag, really. Spiritual girls will go on and on about all these pseudo-spiritual pop culture topics. Reincarnation, karma, intuition, manifestation, that they believe really strongly in because of some book or silly movie that they watched once upon a time. A lot of girls are fascinated by the more woo-woo side of personal growth. You'll have her undivided attention when you say, "When I did that ayahuasca ceremony there in Peru, I realized that really, we are all one." Next topic is fashion. What she is wearing and what you are wearing. So talk about your favorite fashion brands. Peruse a few blogs and YouTube channels about men's fashion so you aren't totally clueless in this department. Jonathan, the fashion expert here with this very questionable dress. And this is actually a dress that's going to appear on Ariel in the new, what was the Disney movie? What's the name of the movie with Ariel, the mermaid? The little mermaid? Right. Yes. Yes. The Little Mermaid 2022 remake is going to be wearing this dress. And she's expected to be the sluttiest Ariel ever. I'm the fashion expert here at Maxmara. With this terrifying
cloak.
It looks like a sexualized haunted phantom. Like if you have ever fantasized about a ghostly woman banging you, this would be the outfit you would find her in. Next is her race and your race. Despite political correctness trying to make race a scary no-go topic, girls are usually interested in talking about it. So you could make an observation like, "You look a bit Italian or Spanish," and she'll respond with something like, "Oh, my mom is Argentinian, and that's what makes me so passionate in life." Next, You can talk about breaking the law, getting arrested, times you almost died, etc. You want to have some stories about bad you, flirting with danger, especially if you're kind of a typical upstanding nice guy. This will add some shades of gray to how she sees you. Next is her family and your family. This is actually a pretty important thing to learn about, and usually something that women are happy to share on first or second date. If she was raised by a single mother and doesn't hold her father in high esteem, that says a lot about the kind of relationship you could anticipate having with her. If she moved thousands of miles away from her family, that's also a bit of a red flag. If she was raised in a normal nuclear family, she might be solid girlfriend or wife material. Next, movies and TV shows. Girls are endlessly enchanted by mainstream entertainment, the latest romantic comedy or addictive Netflix series. If you, like me, find most of this stuff insufferable and refuse to sit through hours of it to become pop culturally adroit, good news, you don't have to. There's a bunch of YouTube channels that summarize in 5 to 10 minutes the hottest, latest TV shows and movies. So just catch a few of those YouTube summaries and you'll be up to speed with our culture. You'll be a bit more cultured, if that's even what you want to call it. Next is books. If she reads, that's a pretty good sign. Fewer and fewer women do nowadays. Women tend to prefer fiction. If you read a few novels a year, that's what I aim to do, that will give you something to talk about with a bookworm. Next is dancing and partying. Most women like dancing. So take some salsa, Latin, or hip-hop dance classes, and you'll be a man with flavor, un hombre con sabor. It also gives you something fun to talk about. Tell her about the best party that you've ever been to in your life. Next, somewhat related to that, is booze and drugs. Start by talking about some exotic liquor or drink you enjoy. When I have something to celebrate, I like to drink Patron Red Bull Doubles. And that's true. That is what I used to drink back in the day. Maybe I'll try it again sometime soon. I have something to celebrate this week. While vice is a conversation topic that most girls are tickled by, I'll remind you that you don't want an alcoholic or drug addict in your life or bed as your romantic partner. If she exhibits more than just a little curiosity about vice, well, that's kind of a red flag. And finally, I'll mention sexuality and kinks. Unless she's quite conservative, after warming her up with a few drinks or some stimulating conversation of the above topics, you can take the conversation in a sexual direction. If she shies away from potentially talking about sexuality and kinks, that means that you, my friend, might have to wait 6 months to sleep with her. These are the kind of topics that are going to move an awkward first date toward seduction. I suggest that you create a stack of things to talk about from the list above, topics that you are conversant on. And importantly, you want to practice your stack so you don't forget it and run out of things to say when you're on the spot with a real life woman. If you don't have a lot of women in your life that you regularly interact with, the best way to do this is vlogging, what I'm doing right now. So you create a rough outline of stimulating conversation stack topics and just talk your way through it extemporaneously for about 10 to 15 minutes in front of your webcam or smartphone camera. Then watch your vlogs. You don't have to make them public. You don't have to upload them and be subject to the judgment of the cruel commenters of the internet. But just watch them and you'll notice a bunch of little things that you can do to improve your verbal game. Vlog every day for 10 to 15 minutes for a couple of weeks or a month, and you'll have committed to memory some great conversational material that won't frustratingly and infuriatingly escape you when you finally get in front of a girl that excites you. And, gents, I can just anticipate the objection that some of you might have to that, might have to everything that I'm talking about here, which is that you might say, this all seems so terribly formulaic, pretending to be interested in these silly things that girls are into, like pets and astrology, and then prescripting a conversational stack. It seems kind of formulaic. Shouldn't I just let the chemistry happen naturally? I want a girl who likes me just for being myself, right? That's what I've been told my whole life. Just find someone that likes you for being yourself. And here's the truth. Unless you are bump and grinding on a sweaty dance floor in Brazil, unless you're in that type of environment, chemistry requires content. Good content. You buy a car or a house from the salesperson that's curious about you and what you want, who is attentive to your interests. And if you're watching this, chances are you're an intellectual, geeky kind of guy. And I'll just say, if you don't believe me, if you're not sold yet, go talk to girls about the kinds of things that interest you on first dates or upon approach, upon the natural kind of things that you lean towards that fascinate you. Talk to attractive girls, talk to hotties about that stuff, and just see what that gets you. I bet you already know. You know, you can spend your first date talking about your views on politics, religion, the COVID pandemic / plandemic, your favorite video games, some conspiracy theory that you watched a million videos about, your gym workouts, your exciting career as an IT security professional, or the entrepreneurial endeavor you're undertaking. And shockingly, she probably won't be begging you after talking about that kind of stuff to have your way with me, sir. I'm yours tonight. She probably won't be saying that after you're talking to her about geeky stuff. And many women have read relationship books that advise them show interest in what he talks about. Many women will be kind of familiar with that. So she may pretend to be interested in your career as an electrical engineer, your cryptocurrency investment strategy, the app that you are working on, or the special health supplements you take. But this is the highway to the friend zone. These topics are not going to excite her, and she'll start seeing you as a potentially helpful and useful acquaintance to keep around, not an exciting lover to throw caution to the wind with. But of course, conversational content is not the only thing that creates chemistry. Your looks, personality, and social status have a lot to do with it too. And the exciting to girls topics that I list will stimulate chemistry if you're a generally attractive guy with not awful game. Once you seduce her and spike her oxytocin, you can take her out for dinner, and then you can drone on and on about the geeky intellectual stuff that you're actually into. Up until then, remember the iron rule of dating, which is that if she sees you as a lover and confirms it by sleeping with you, she'll forgive almost anything you do or say. But if she sees you as a provider or puts you in the friend zone, it will be damn near impossible to change her mind. Whether it's on the first date, upon cold approach, or over the phone or Skype or a messaging video call app, the first conversation that you have with a girl, it really does matter. It really is important. Of course, it is the inception of the seduction, but it is also your chance to filter. And in my book for men, Don't Stick Your Dick in a Blender, I share the four major red flags that you really want to keep an eye out for. And these might mean that you should just back away slowly from someone, that she might be a blender. Or they might be the kind of red flags that are proceed with caution red flags, where you want to take things a little bit slower. And I have a whole risk mitigation methodology described therein. Picking up my book and reading it, or at least listening to the audio version of some of the chapters, really will save you a lot of time, heartache, and money, so that you're not wasting limited time, money, emotional investments that you can make with the wrong kinds of women. So I am going to urge you to pick that up. You can get it exclusively over on limitlessmindset.com for $8.99. And that does include the digital book and the audiobook. And it is a longer book. I was very rigorous about exploring the topic of dating in modernity for men. I get really practical and granular. So it may be one of those books where you don't read it cover to cover, but you read the chapters that are real relevant to you. And then you revisit them in the audio format. So I wish you luck and good hunting out there. And if you have some topics that you have found to be really stimulating and engaging attractive women, other than the 14 that I mentioned here, do leave them in the comments below, because I'm sure there's other guys that might want to try those out. And yeah, I look forward to hearing from you all. I am Jonathan, looking forward to a continued conversation with you. We'll be right back.
cells roar beneath the skin. Your 20,000 genes ignite when she strolls in. You chase the fire, not the screen, soft glow. For the brave desires, the path to grow. While the words on your tongue, tempting sins. You breathe a name and the hunt begins.
El deseo es fuego y tú eres su llama.
Passion should serve.
Body's truth will answer the call. Faith guides the hunter where others hide. Virtue or vice, the lines razor wide.
Любовь играет, ставки жизнь. Entanglements risk all you own. Each conquest cuts to the bone. The world spins for those who dare to love, to lose, to strip it bare. She's chaos, beauty, test and cure. In the storm, your soul feels pure.
Ghost on the edge where passion costs the most. In love's arena, kings are made. The brave will burn, the cowards fade.
Each risk, each wound, each burning night. Fuel for a future bright.
Quam brotten up and up, so calm.
When fire and faith become one flame, you play the
testosterone coursing in your veins. The Promethean flame burning in your chest. And the star seed of a thousand supernovas in your loins. So thrust with keen aim into the soft places that will take it. In the pages of this book, the savvy seducer will glean the wisdom to recapture destiny with every thrust into the future. With every thrust into the future.